تفاوتی که میان مکتب انبیا و مکتب‌های بشری هست.
The difference between prophet schools and humans school is
Shahid Motahhari's character is combined of many different traits. His many different dimensions is what makes him a unique and
ریختن خون عزیز ما تأیید شد انقلاب ما.
By shedding the blood of our beloved Shahid Motahhari, our revolution was approved.
Martyr or Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, usually we call him Ustad or Muallim. The Muallim term can be basically translated in this way. It's not just teaching something or he learned something. Basically, he was practically living his life according to what he learned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, an analysis on the most important thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim scholars and thinkers all across the nation of Islam in the world. And with me in the studio are two guest speakers, two religious experts, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Dr. Rezazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
And Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. In the new series of the program, The Teacher, Al-Muallim, we are talking about the most outstanding figures in the world of Islam whose works have been influential in the thoughts and the mainstream thinking of the Muslim population all across the world. And we started with Shahid Murtaza Motahhari. We Iranians call Shahid Motahhari by the epithet or the title Al-Muallim, because in the true sense of the word, he was a practical preacher of the Islam and the teachings. And he was really famous for his books on different topics, on the range of different topics, and as Dr. Rezazadeh in one of the sessions said, he knew the language of the younger generation, and in his lectures he tried to address the young generation on different topics of the day. This was the most important characteristics of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari. Inshallah, from this episode onward, we want to listen to one short audio of Shahid Motahhari regarding a specific topic. And this is a very important topic. And then with listening to the English translation, we will go on with our discussion. For our first topic, we selected Azadi Ma'navi or spiritual freedom. Let's listen to a very short speech by Shahid Motahhari regarding spiritual freedom. And then we'll have our discussion with our experts here.
آزادی معنوی تفاوتی که میان مکتب انبیا و مکتب‌های بشری.
Another type of freedom is spiritual freedom. The difference between prophet schools and humans school is here. In addition to social freedom, the prophets have come to give man spiritual freedom that is worthier than anything else. Not only social freedom is sacred, spiritual freedom is sacred too, and without it, social freedom is not possible. That is the human society's problem. Man wants to provide social freedom, but he's not after spiritual freedom. He isn't because he can't, because spiritual freedom cannot be attained unless through prophets, religion, faith, and divine books. Now, what does spiritual freedom mean? It means man is a compound creature. Man has different powers and needs. Man possesses lust, anger, greed, ambition, thousands of mighty powers in him. And at the same time, man possesses wisdom, nature, ethical conscience.
That's right. This was the voice of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari talking about Azadi Ma'navi. If we can roughly translate it into English, it will be a spiritual freedom. Okay, Dr. Rezazadeh, what do we mean when we say a spiritual freedom, and why Shahid Motahhari talks about this as a problem of today's humanity? He's referring to the humanity in the modern sense of the word, okay, in the 20s and the 21st century, that he's looking for freedom without regarding spiritual freedom. What does it mean?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you know, this concept and this term of freedom is one of the most popular, most commonly said, you know, term in the modern media, in the modern public sphere. And yes, everyone likes to talk about it. But in order to understand what Shahid Mutahhari is saying here, we need to know the root of his approach and where he is coming from. Mm-hmm. He's not looking at the concept of freedom exactly as the same as, you know, some of these modern schools.
Yeah, I mean, these civil rights movements.
Exactly. Yes. So he has a much deeper and more profound approach to this. And this makes the freedom even more essential for a human being. Because for most people, freedom is just not having any limitation in whatever they want to do and in whatever they want to say. And they look at it as a, you know, basic human rights factor.
That's right.
And in many cases, it's correct. But the problem happens when people forget about the personal responsibility and the interference that may happen when they want to actually combine personal freedom with personal responsibility. Even today that we are suffering from this global pandemic, there are people who do not want to adhere to the laws that are enforced by some of the governments in, you know, doing, you know, wearing a mask or these types of things. And they say, no, that is violation of my freedom. So many people do not have a clear understanding of the levels of freedom and let's say the limits of the freedom and the concept of it. But Shahid Mutahhari is going much deeper than these types of regular talks about freedom. He starts talking about freedom. We're talking about the growth, the perfection of the human being. He says, if every living being wants to grow and wants to achieve its perfection, they need to have three factors. One of them is education or training or this is the first one. The second one is security, and the third one is freedom. And then he talks about freedom in two different categories. He says freedom has two different types. One is social freedom, and then the second one is spiritual freedom. And this is a very beautiful way of talking about freedom. And by freedom, he means that for a person who wants to grow and who wants to achieve its perfection and its goal, that for him is, you know, moral and ethical and perfection in different aspects, there should not be an obstacle. This is the real meaning of freedom in the eyes of Shahid Mutahhari. Whatever is considered to be an obstacle for a person to achieve his goal, his ultimate goal, i.e. perfection and growth, should be eliminated from his way. And this can be divided into two different types. First is, as I mentioned, is social freedom. And by social freedom means that other people, other members of the society should not make any obstacle for a person to grow. This is one thing. And then he talks about the spiritual freedom. And he says spiritual freedom is the real distinction of the school of the prophets and the divine and the godly people.
That's right.
If it's just worldly schools that we have, secular schools that we have today. And it's really important because he says in many cases, when people talk about freedom, they do not really know, they do not really understand that in reality, what they are calling freedom is a type of slavery. Because he says the real free person... The real free person is a person who is free from his own bigotry, from his own ego, from his own anger. This is the real freedom, and this is what he calls it...
Azadiya Ma'navi or spiritual freedom.
Spiritual freedom or Azadiya Ma'navi. And then a person who becomes free spiritually, he can be actually called a real free person, and he can give freedom to other people.
That's right.
But the person who is a slave of his own negative...
desires,
Yeah. Lusts or negative characteristics, he cannot be a free person, although many people may call him a free because he does whatever he does.
Very good, very good, very good. Nice elaboration. Okay, Said Mohsen, this important of a spiritual freedom. Now we can find many movements who are after freedom in the modern world, okay? You know, in quotations, looking for civil rights movements now. These anti-racist movements, Black Lives Matters, I Can't Breathe movements, are here and there, okay? They are looking for freedom. Break the chains, free us from the white supremacy, for example, in the world or in the US. And here and there we can find I Can Breathe, Black Lives Matter. But the thing that Shahid Motahhari referred to more than 40 years ago is the type of spiritual freedom whose color is very much different from what we are looking now as the social freedom or social justice. What is it exactly?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, obviously, Shahid Motahhari was a big thinker. And in order to interpret his works, it's a hard job, basically. One thing we need to basically have in our minds, and that is that we are facing two worldviews. Shahid Motahhari, the way he's talking about, he is basically bringing up the things and explaining the things according to the Islamic worldview, which is the actual thing. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us all. And he made us, he said, like, I created you so that you worship me, the jinns and the ins, like the man and the humans and the jinns. On top of that, obviously, he sent us in order to become perfect. Because you say, I've like chapter 30, verse 30, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I've created all humans on my fitrah, on my innate. Or fitrah, the word fitrah should be used the same because I don't usually translate the Quranic terminologies in English.
Okay, very good.
So the fitrah is fitrah.
Fitrah, okay.
So Allah has created everyone equally. When he created us, he wants us to become perfect. Insane kamil, usually the term is used in the books. A mu'min, a believer, for example, or the insane kamil, or being a perfect man. And obviously he has put all these things, which is like the perfection is there in us. But we need to gain this. We have all the powers in order, if we want to reach to that, we have the capability to become a perfect. As like for the kid, we say like you can become a doctor or an engineer or maybe something else, but you need to struggle. He has the capability in order to become. We say like it is bilquwa, for example, the Arabic term is used bilquwa.
Okay.
But practically bilfi'l, practically he has to achieve.
Okay.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all of us a perfect human being.
Okay.
He made like, he put the capability of that, but we need to reach to that. And therefore, in Nahjul Balagha, we have like in the first sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam talks about the prophets, because in the audio that you played, there Shahid Motahhari is talking like you cannot achieve the freedom, the spiritual freedom,
that's right,
or the social freedom, because the spiritual freedom is the necessity for the social freedom, unless until there is a prophet. Or there's a guardian, there is authority who has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam Ali alayhi wasalam, in the Nahjul Balagha, he says that the purpose of the prophets is yuthiru lahum dafa'inul uqul, which is simple, if I want to say, it means that there is something in us which has been hidden because of the dust or anything which is in this world, obviously, because of this material world, this lust and the things that we think, the shining things that we see, we forgot about our original thing. So the prophets, they came and they try to bring this thing, this innate, this fitrah, which has been buried in this material world, outside.
That's right.
So they basically make things clear for you and then you accept it. This is the job of the prophets to do that. The spiritual freedom cannot be gained unless until a person never ever tries to think why he was born, where he came from, where he will go.
Okay.
Because this is the main thing, obviously.
So this freedom that the people are looking for in today's
world. Yes, this
world,
freedom that we're looking is, it is based on the material worldview.
Okay.
It means that I'm free to eat, for example. Everyone, if you talk about the freedom, they might say, like, I don't want to follow the traffic rules.
Okay.
I don't want someone to stop me.
Okay.
I want to sleep as much as I can.
No religious laws or something?
Nothing.
Or the rulings?
Not about the religion, just general laws as well.
Okay.
Like, I sleep all the time, so someone should bring something for me. For example, if you take the example of the rulers, they say, like, for our freedom, because they basically imagine themselves as a free person, they make everyone slaves of them. Like they are ready to make these people slave and get them to work for them in order to have their own freedom.
That's right.
The rulers, obviously. So this is based on the material view, material worldview, that the freedom that we are talking is the physical freedom. It's not the spiritual freedom, because Shahid Mutahri is specifically specifying that if you want to gain the social freedom, you need to have the spiritual freedom.
Spiritual freedom.
Whereas the freedom that we are talking, and these all things like that are going into the world, mm-hmm. the revolutions that you see, the protests that you see on the name of the freedom, they are all related to the physical freedom.
That's right.
That I cannot breathe, for example.
Okay.
I cannot live. There are okay. the boundaries for me. These are all physical. This physical freedom has, obviously, it is important. Mm-hmm. But more than this, the thing which is important is the spiritual freedom.
That's right. This is important. I mean, we are not denying that, the physical important or seeking for justice all around the world is unimportant. No. But the thing is that as long as the people who are after their supremacy and mastery over the world do not want to be spiritually free out of, as Dr. Teresa Zadeh said, bigotry, ambitions, lusts, and desires, then social freedom in this world is unachievable. You know, this is the most important
thing.
True. First, you have to correct your nature. I mean, your fitra, and then go for that.
You need to, because, you know, we see that the people, even those who say that they have the liberty or the freedom.
Yes.
We still see that they're going after the yoga sports, for example.
Yeah, they still are looking for.
They're special. Still going for the Kabbalah, for
okay.
example.
Okay.
Now, these are the two, you can say, like the things that says that we give you the spiritual peace.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that the human being, after having even the freedom that they are talking
That's
about,
right.
even if they have their own country, their own rulings,
okay.
they are free to do whatever they have,
okay.
still they do not feel peace inside.
And
which they refer to spiritual peace. And for that, they go for different sports or different things or
okay.
magics or, I don't know, the riyadha that we have,
right.
like
so,
in the Sufi.
That's right, yeah. So, Dr. Razazadeh, it might be possible that you are living absolutely freely in an island or in a country, but still you think that and you feel that you are not free.
Yes, absolutely.
So it comes from something from inside, not outside, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is what Shahid Mutahri really emphasizes on, and he wants to say that at the end of the day, real freedom in the sense of having no boundaries, no limitation, does not take place at all in the world. As long as we human beings are alive in this world, we are somehow bound to something. There are limitations, and it is impossible to get rid of all the limitations because it actually leads to destruction of ourselves, and this cannot take place in this world at all. So we are somehow, I mean, in one way or the other, bound to something. We have limitations.
Right.
The important is that we are bound to what? Either we are bound to our own negative self, or we are bound to what really makes us somehow free from all the negative
That's
things.
Right. Okay.
That is freedom in the spirit, freedom in the soul. When a person really becomes bound to only one thing, and that is the truth, that is whatever you want to name it, that is the truth, that is love, that is God, or whatever, or let's say morality,
mm-hmm.
that is what really makes a person free.
That's
because
all right.
in all the other cases, people are somehow bound to something.
Yes.
That thing, in most cases, is their own, I mean, our own negative
carnal desire exact. Inside. That's
lusts,
right.
carnal
lusts, power,
bigotry, power, or
yes.
greed,
votes,
or something.
Votes, you know, number yeah. of votes, you know, for the election, you know.
Yeah, a person
right,
may
okay.
be very. I mean, a person may be a slave of his own greed.
Okay.
He cannot,
yes.
Have any, even the least amount of peace and freedom
mm-hmm.
from his own greed.
Okay.
He works day and night in order to gain more.
It's like
someone who forces
okay.
you to do something all day and night to get something. You
That's
don't
right.
know that you are actually working for your own.
So as
greed.
Long as you did not break the chains of your
exactly.
spirit, you cannot get anywhere and you cannot develop. Maybe you can find some worldly freedom.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, as you said that, okay, I'm not free, I'm not satisfied inside.
Yes.
This satisfaction, inside is very important. Okay, thank you much, Dr.
Sure.
Zazadeh. Nice elaboration, Said Mohsen Naqvi. We will, inshallah, continue our discussion on the topic Azadi Manavi or spiritual freedom as elaborated by Shahid Murtaza Mutahari in upcoming session of the program. Dear listeners, thank you very much again for listening to this episode of The Teacher Al-Muallim. It was very kind of you. You're listening to us on Arabi English Radio, Call of Islam page. Visit our website at parstoday.com, call of Islam page. Also send us your emails and comments at englishradio@irabi.org. Another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Mu'allim.